My name is Don Robichaud, Jr. I live at 9 Melrose Circle South in Rockland and have lived there since 1981. I am a homeowner. I've worked in the city of Rockland my entire life at the fire station. And some of the things that I've seen when I've gone into some of these homes, especially elderly and fixed income places, would probably make your hair curl. One example would be cat and dog food, empty containers. The thing missing would be animals. So I wanted to speak to this resolution this evening. I believe this resolution is the first step in identifying Rockland as a sanctuary city. To give you a little bit of background, the RSU now has more than $38 million worth of debt. Of that, Rockland's is more than 40% responsible for that. So going forward, I would like to encourage the councilors to keep that in mind as you start floating additional bonds. One of the things that I have concern about is the state and the federal governments have said that if you have a sanctuary city, they may withhold state and federal funds. This would be devastating to this community, the city of Rockland, if any additional funds are cut. You say, well, they say that they may not. Well, are you willing to take and spin that roulette wheel with everybody else's taxpayers' money? All elected officials and police officers are sworn to uphold the law. And if this proceeds and goes through to be a sanctuary city, you're forcing the police department to possibly, and handcuffing them, and preventing them from enforcing the laws that they're sworn to uphold. The same way with your oath, when you take your oath, you are to uphold all laws of the state, the city, and the federal government. One of the concerns that I have, and it's quite interesting, that one group of people that is not mentioned in this resolution, that's the elderly and those that are on fixed incomes. There's no mention how, as taxes continue to increase, how we're going to take care of them. Are they going to be driven out of their homes? They certainly won't be able to, if we lose federal and state funds, they certainly won't be able to sell their homes because they will be worth nothing. One of the problems, especially with people on fixed incomes, is they have not had the situation where they have had increases in their salaries to keep pace with inflation. One of the other things that with the elderly too is that isn't addressed in this resolution is elder abuse. That's not mentioned. And also, we have another nationality that's maybe not so popular in this area, but certainly other parts of the state, and that's the Native American. They were the first ones to Maine. So we really, unless you're a Native American to Maine, one of the main tribes, they were all immigrants. But I'd be willing to bet that we all came here, or our families came here in a legal way. Other communities have adopted this or some form of this resolution. If the city loses any more of the state and federal funds, like I said, it will increase taxes and reduce property values. Why do I care if other cities or municipalities do this resolution? I live here. I work here, and my family lives here. What other cities and towns do, we do not have to follow their lead. It is very disturbing to think that we need to follow their lead. One of the other things I thought was quite interesting, we talk about peace and harmony in this resolution. But as we see on TV, the peaceful demonstrations are no longer peaceful demonstrations, and the increasing violence. Why isn't that addressed in this resolution also?
10 seconds, though.
Okay. If you don't agree with certain laws, don't expect citizens to ignore them, but to work with the legislature to change them, please. Thank you.
I think I did the read.
Good evening, members of council, residents of Rockland. My name is David Kowalski. I live on Broad Street. I would like to speak in regards to order number 13, authorizing waste disposal agreement with Ecomin. Tonight, I'm asking you, members of Rockland City Council, to do the right thing and table this order until you have had a chance to fully examine the consequences of signing such a contract. Under FOA guidelines, I obtained a copy of an internal email dated February 14, 2017, from David Samoran to Audra Calderwell, stating that Rockland was interested in a three-year contract at $57.85. Why are we now talking about 20 years? It's a huge difference signing for 3 years or for 20. Please go around Mid-Coast and talk to our neighbors. Talk to Jim Guerra, manager of the Mid-Coast Solid Waste Corporation, and understand why they are only signing 3 years. And they are now conducting an online survey to understand what will be the best for the towns of Camden, Rockport, Hope, and Lincolnville. I would like to mention that their transfer station handles at least 10 different waste streams. On a closer look, the Ecomin contract does not seem to be the cheapest option for Rockland. Sure enough, the initial price of $57.85 looks enticing, but this is more of a fishing hook than a real price for handling our solid waste. Soon enough, we will be paying $74.97 adjusted for inflation. Think about the real cost of working with Ecomin. Here, it's only 58 miles away from us. Ecomin is 83 miles away, and in summer, chances are they're going to be having hot dogs while they are stuck in Reed, and they cannot move and deliver the waste to Ecomin. They have the option to go around through Gardiner. That's going to be 102 miles. Drivers charge by mileage and time. There are no savings here with Ecomin. By the way, why is it that City Hall never gave other companies the chance to come to our meetings and present their proposals? Fiber Ride was never a real possibility. It's still more than a dream than a real engineering plan. And what about PERC or other solid waste companies? So in closing, I urge you, please, hit the brakes, figure out what's going on, and do not sign us for a 20-year contract with Ecomin. Thank you.
Thank you, David.